I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. First, there was the controversy over the proposed Islamic Center in Lower Manhattan. Then came the furor over a Florida pastor's plan to burn a Quran on September 11th. Well, here's the latest controversy about Islam and free speech. Today, a German media organization awarded a Danish cartoonist a prize. And yes, it is that Danish cartoonist, Kurt Vestergaard. In 2005, a Danish newspaper published his cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. The most provocative image portrayed Muhammad with a bomb in his turban. As you may recall, protests and riots broke out in parts of the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Dozens died in Nigeria. Danish diplomatic offices in Damascus and Beirut were torched. Since 2005, Vestergaard has received numerous death threats. Today, at an international media conference outside Berlin, the award committee praised what it called Vestergaard's unbending engagement for freedom of the press and freedom of opinion, and for his courage to defend these democratic values despite threats of death and violence. On hand today to honor the cartoonist was German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In her speech, she called the plans of a Florida pastor to burn the Quran on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks abhorrent and simply wrong. After receiving the award, 75-year-old Kurt Vestergaard told reporters that he considered himself just a simple cartoonist, but that the Internet has given his most controversial work a life of its own.
Maybe they will try to kill me once and have success, but anyway, the cartoon, they cannot kill. It is invincible.
Vestergaard's comments to a German newspaper today revealed a bit more of himself and his views on Islam. In my eyes, you cannot compare Islam with Christianity, he said. It is not a nice religion and in many ways is reactionary. But Vestergaard went on to say that he will stand up for people having the right to practice this religion.